Brad Davison, good morning to you. We're looking at the Blue Diamond, and Hanseatic draws gate one. How good, bad, ugly? What's the call?
Yeah, morning, guys. Look, it's probably the worst possible gate this horse can draw. And normally, you know, when you see a horse draw gate one, you think, oh, that's pretty good. You know, the horse can just posse up in a nice position. If it's got early speed, it can, you know, either lead or just park behind the leaders. But look, it's the normal thing. You know, normally when horses draw inside, they firm in feature races, and when they draw out wide, they drift. But if anything, this horse wanted a wider draw because he does get back off speed. We know Caulfield's quite a tight turning track, and you know, that everyone was saying, and a lot of people on social media saying, just get a wide draw, and you'll be able to sit wide, blend into the race at the perfect time, and be able to just storm down the outside and win. Now he's got gate one. He might be able to park up that little bit closer, but he's going to need luck, that's for sure, especially in a big field. He's going to need to weave some magic and get out and find a clear passage through. So that is the big concern for him, probably the worst possible gate he could have. But if he gets the luck, he's going to be extremely hard to beat. But it'll be fascinating now to see what sort of price he starts on the weekend, because clearly on form, he definitely looks the one to beat. You know, they throw in that gate one, and he just might drift a little bit, and we'll fascinating to see what the bookies do with him on Saturday anyway.
Now, the Chipping Norton on Saturday week, Fierce Impact to make a return.
Yeah, he's going to make a return to Sydney. Matt Smith was on Sky Sports Radio yesterday discussing this horse, and he's been quite a revelation, hasn't he? I remember, you know, a couple of preps back, he was just struggling, really. He wasn't really doing too much at all. And then last preparation, he came back, and it just teached him to settle. They've been able to get the blinkers on him. And, you know, he won a Toorak, won a Katala, and then this preparation, he ran second to Alabama Express there in the All Stakes first up. Fortunately, galloped on in that race, so Matt Smith just had to give him a couple of easy days. But they've decided to head back to Sydney for the Chipping Norton on Saturday week, which is looking like a very strong race at this stage. And, you know, off that first up performance, he's a horse that's definitely going to be one to follow this preparation for sure.
Now, the connections of Santa and Elaine, they've decided to stick to Sydney rather than going to Melbourne this year.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, he ran in the Newmarket last year, Santa and Elaine, but they just don't feel he's ready for a 1,200-metre race off first up. So he's going to come to Sydney for the Challenge Stakes on March 7 over 1,000 metres. Then he'll go to the TJ, where he'll defend his crown. Of course, last year he was absolutely dominant and one of the best sprinting performances you'll ever see, winning by about 4 or 5 lengths, scooting away late. So he'll contest that, most likely, I'm guessing, second up, which is normally where he really peaks his horse. He's got a tremendous second up record. And then he's likely to head up to 1,400 metres in the all-age stakes. So they did consider a Royal Ascot campaign for this sprinter, but, you know, he's getting on a little bit now and they feel he's got, you know, doesn't really need to prove it. So I think they're going to stick to Sydney, give him a nice autumn campaign, and hopefully we'll see him back in the spring as well.
Now, you're looking forward to seeing Castelvecchio kicking off the campaign this Saturday.
Yeah, he's exciting horse, this, isn't he? It'd be fascinating to see how much, you know, where he sits. I mean, all these three-year-olds, they can improve sharply, but he was the one, wasn't he, in the spring. I know he was second in the spring champion, but that second behind Liscrochure in the Cox Plate was simply outstanding. He looked home, and then it took the great Japanese horse to get him late. You know, she won quite comfortably at the end, but we've seen what she's done since then back home, and you know, she's an extremely good horse. So he'll be back in the Hobartville, and then the Randwick Guineas, and then I'm not sure which way they go there, whether they, you know, head to like a Rosehill Guineas or whether they take on the big guns in a Queen Elizabeth. But great to see him back. He's been trialling well, and hopefully he can really take that next step and take on the old horses and beat them in those big races come sort of March and April.
Hey, just before we go to the news, can you find us a winner?
Hope so. Race 4, number 5, Barty, and race 5, number 1, Mugatu, the two for me today at Kensington. Barty has just got the stronger form for mine here around Boulderstana. Catalan looks really well suited here today, and race 5, number 1, Mugatu, goes up an extra 200 metres back to midweek grade. He looks a promising staying type on the up. I think he'll be hard to beat here again today. Race 4, 5, and race 5, number 1.
Good on you, Brad. Nice to talk.
Thanks, guys.